Welcome back to SwampSwami.com's sports podcast. And today's show, 1,500 wins. Now, off with his head. Last weekend in College Station, Texas, longtime LSU baseball coach Paul Maneri picked up his 1,500th career coaching win as a college head baseball coach as the Tigers beat Texas A&M. That victory guaranteed the Tigers a trip to this week's SEC baseball tournament in Hoover, Alabama. One of the nicest gentlemen in the sport, Paul Maneri just became the seventh coach in college baseball history to win that many games in his career. And as usual, he would not take credit for his milestone achievement. He said, "I haven't won any games. It's the players that have won the games." This week, in Tuesday's first game of the SEC baseball tournament, LSU lost to Georgia 4-1 and was bounced out of the league's postseason tournament after just one game. For those who follow SEC baseball, the Hoover Metropolitan Stadium usually looks like it's painted in purple and gold as thousands of LSU faithful fans trek up to Birmingham expecting to spend the entire week watching their beloved Tigers chasing another SEC baseball title. Well, in a big surprise for LSU fans, it was one and done this year as the LSU baseball team was eliminated on the first day of play. The LSU baseball team usually performs well enough in the regular season that the Tigers, regardless of how they perform in the SEC tournament, usually have secured a home field berth during the first round of the NCAA baseball championships coming up in a week. With a nearly unbeatable home field record during the NCAA tournament, LSU's rabid fans have become accustomed to making an annual trip in June to Omaha, Nebraska, to watch their college baseball team in the College World Series. Coach Paul Maneri's Tigers have been to Omaha 5 times in the last 12 years as LSU has come home with the championship trophy back in 2009 and then finished second again back in 2017. The good people of Omaha, Nebraska have become so used to seeing LSU's motorcade of purple and gold fans that the Tigers have generally been considered the home team in Omaha unless the University of Nebraska or Creighton University are in the field. The locals have learned to love partying and tailgating with thousands of fun-loving Tiger fans who annually migrate north to escape the Bayou State's searing June heat and humidity. Well, sorry, Omaha. The Tigers are a very long shot to come north to your annual party next month.
Sell, sell, sell!
LSU just finished a very disappointing, by school standards, 2021 baseball season, with the Tigers currently parked at a record of 34-22. The team's SEC record was a dismal 13-17, too. LSU's chances for being awarded a spot in this year's NCAA baseball tournament field of 64 teams is razor slim. LSU isn't even considered the best baseball team in their own state right now. Louisiana Tech is currently ranked number 18 in the country with a 36-16 record. The Bulldogs are playing host to the Conference USA tournament this weekend in Ruston in the Bulldogs' brand new baseball stadium. Though LSU defeated Louisiana Tech twice during a couple of regular season encounters this year, the Bulldogs still remain a better bet to advance into the NCAA tournament next week. Okay, so it looks pretty bleak for LSU's chances of playing in the NCAA tournament this year. So what? Aren't they allowed to have, like, an off year at some point? In Baton Rouge, the LSU baseball team has been so good for so long that the locals now expect their team to be an annual contender for the national championship. Pre-COVID, the LSU baseball team led the country in home field attendance for 24 straight seasons beginning in 1996. LSU baseball annually has a higher home attendance than most teams in professional baseball's AAA minor leagues. So just like the LSU football team, the Tigers baseball team has a lot of very passionate fans. The LSU Tigers baseball program is also big business. Unlike the school's other non-football playing sports, the baseball program can be counted upon to return a tidy profit into the athletics department bank account every season.
Excellent.
LSU baseball coach Paul Maneri has been with the school since 2007. He had the daunting task of following in the footsteps of another Hall of Fame baseball coach, Skip Bertman. LSU's previous coach won an incredible 5 national championships during his 18 years at the helm. The skipper built LSU's baseball program into a national powerhouse. During Skip Bertman's time as head coach at LSU, Paul Maneri was winning over 70% of his games and grabbing a National Coach of the Year award during his 12 years as the head baseball coach at Notre Dame. He took the Irish, which wasn't known as a baseball power at the time, into the NCAA baseball tournament in 9 of his dozen years in South Bend. That's quite an accomplishment. Once Skip Bertman was moved into the athletics director position at LSU, Paul Mainieri got the call to come take over the job with the LSU Tigers baseball program in Baton Rouge. The team didn't miss a beat as the likable Mainieri charmed the media and the fans alike as LSU's baseball team kept on winning SEC championships and playing in that College World Series in Omaha. By almost every measure, Paul Mainieri has been incredibly successful as the head baseball coach at LSU. With a nearly 70% winning record during 14 years as the head coach, Paul Mainieri is starting to hear the whispers that he's losing his magic touch. Some supporters of LSU believe that it is time for the coach to retire soon and turn the baseball program over to a younger and more dynamic personality. Some believe that Paul Mainieri doesn't possess the urgency required to get his teams ready to play at the highest level and return the LSU baseball team to its former glory. Just like in other major sports, successful baseball coaches are expected to be gifted recruiters in addition to great teachers of the game itself. In LSU's case, nearly every high school baseball player in America knows that playing college baseball for the LSU Tigers means a thrilling home field crowd will be there to cheer you at every home game. Baseball in Baton Rouge is college baseball's equivalent of playing for the New York Yankees. But just like the New York Yankees, winning is also expected every year at LSU. According to reports, Coach Paul Mainieri's contract with LSU is valid through the 2024 season and is valued at about $1.2 million per year. LSU, whose entire athletics program has remained profitable due to the incredible financials generated by their football team, may not desire to pay off their longtime baseball coach just yet and send him home packing. Remember that the LSU athletics director, Scott Woodward, recently opened up the Tigers' wallet in order to sign the fiery Kim Mulkey to a lucrative long-term contract to coach the LSU women's basketball program. With a losing record in the SEC regular season and a first-round exit in the SEC tournament, I do not think that LSU deserves to be playing in the NCAA tournament come next week. However, the Tigers are a nationally known commodity and a big fan draw no matter what region they might be shipped off to play in. The NCAA's respect for the LSU program and Coach Mainieri may earn the Tigers one of the final spots in this year's field, whether we think they belong there or not. Even if LSU is left out of the NCAA field next week, I think that Coach Paul Mainieri will be given one more year to coach the LSU Tigers baseball team. Since the coach will be turning 65 after the conclusion of next year's season, it wouldn't surprise me if we heard him announce in advance that he's planning to retire after one final season in Baton Rouge next year. The pressure would then be off, and Coach Mainieri would be honored at every ballpark around the league that the Tigers play in next season. For a gentleman so universally liked and respected in baseball circles, and with an incredible 1,500 wins as a college baseball coach, Paul Mainieri has earned the chance to coach the LSU Tigers baseball team for one more season in 2022 before settling into his well-earned retirement, along with a very nice bonus, which will likely come in the form of a negotiated contract buyout. I'm Swamp Swami. See you next time.
So long, farewell, I'll be just saying adieu.
Adieu, adieu, to you and you and you.